Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So watching baseball last night, Maxie, which I really enjoyed. I see I'm one of the few because the ratings aren't big for the World Series this year. But we have a young man born in Crosby, went to Brainerd High School, played at St. Cloud State, and then up at Mayville State College in North Dakota. And he comes in and all he does is win the game for Tampa.
How about that? I mean, it's a great story. Tampa came back and played really well yesterday, or last night after getting beat bad by the Dodgers. And I was just kind of watching here and there last night. I wasn't paying that close of attention. But there have not been a lot of Minnesotans that have shined in the last couple of years in the major leagues. So anybody that we got that's a connection and can do it that way, that's the hard way, and get there and make it happen is pretty cool. And, you know, you talk to Rocco Baldelli, and you ask him to explain Tampa, and he says you can't explain Tampa. They just do things so different and so right all the time. But he says you can't really even explain it. You have to see it and experience it, because they've had such success as being a, you know, the small market, and they've turned the cards on everybody. And it's a good story, and them playing the big bad Dodgers. But the ratings have been down drastically, and people just. It's not that they don't love baseball. It's that they don't love the pandemic, and they don't love watching empty stadiums and all that. And I thought that a lot of us thought it would be a big boon, the television ratings for all sports coming out of the pandemic, because we thought there'd be so many more people at home, which there are, because you can't do that many things. And it really hasn't translated like we thought it would.
Yeah, you're right. Well, way to go, Nick Anderson, yesterday. That was very cool. Hockey Day in Minnesota 2021 in Mankato, postponed to 2022, Maxie.
Yeah, I guess why not? You know, everything seems like it's said about 3 months away or so is when people make their decisions. And, that's something that I think everybody will understand. If you can't have, you know, people, and if you want to make that a big celebration and a circus atmosphere, 3 months out, you better make a decision on it. So that's an easy one, because you can just postpone it to the next year. But you start looking at a lot of things here. Random Marcus Sylvester at the health club the other day. He's coached that Shakopee wrestling team, and of course that he took over Jim Jackson, and everybody's waiting to see what the word's going to be, how they can practice, how they're going to do that safely, and for all sports, you hate to say it, but I mean, it seems like we do things in kind of 3 month increments, but there's like the Twins got through a season. So you go, okay, they got through the season. Well, nobody said next year you're going to have to be able to have lots of fans in the stands. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what spring training is going to look like. And so, it looks like we're going to have to make those decisions. You know, like I said, everybody makes them about 3 months out, and eventually the state fair decision is going to have to be made and all that stuff. And I think a lot of us programmed ourselves to think, for no good reason, hey, we just got to get through this one season, 1 year. We can all get through, and then you go, nobody said there's not going to be a second year or more repercussions on this. So I worry about that. I worry about the depression of this country mentally if it continues like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and it's interesting, attitude has a lot to do with weather right now. I think we're all kind of distressed about the snow. But I want to say this, because you made me think of it when I watched your sports last night. And that is when it snowed the other day, and I called my buddy back home, and I said, listen, this day today with this snow falling, like it was back home yesterday as well, and I said, remember as kids, we couldn't wait. We'd go out and play football in this weather. We knew we could play tackle football and just smack each other into the snow, and it wouldn't be a big deal. And we looked forward to just kind of hanging out and whatever it was we did. And I had to remind myself to quit my whining and think about, as a kid, I just couldn't wait for days like this when the snow, because we'd find all sorts of things to do. And what made me think about it, Maxie, is you did that report on the high school football teams here in town practicing in the snow, and those kids seemed so genuinely excited. It was really, it just made me feel good.
Yeah, and I tell you, I've been to two football practices the last 2 days. I went to Harding, then went to Minneapolis South last night, and watched it. And they didn't, you know, nobody shoveled. They shoveled as best they could, but they got turf, and they practice about 5 o'clock. There's no school. I mean, it's all distant learning in the Minneapolis City Conference. So they all show up in their gear. There's no locker room that they can use. They get out of their cars. They've got their pads and stuff with them. They kind of go over by the concession stand and put it on. And away they go. And they just seem so content and happy to be there and really to be with one another, too, because it's the only time they can really see each other during the day. And, you know, we did this piece of this Daniel Averett last night, 5'4"
quarterback
for South, and he's just a dynamo, just having a great year. And he's only 5'4" tall. He didn't care about the snow. He's out there throwing the ball around. These guys are having fun. They play on Friday. That's all they care about. And, it's refreshing to see. And like you said, that first snowfall, you know, you got two choices. You can hate it or you can embrace it. And these high school football teams, I've seen some great pictures across the board. A lot of them just embrace it because they can't practice inside a lot of these places. Those facilities are closed. They're not even allowed to. So you either have to practice outside or not practice. And those are your choices. And you can't have a mass gathering in the gym and all that stuff right now. So they're practicing outside. And, you know, from what I can tell, most of them are going, bring it on. Let's go have some fun. And that's, you know, that's the good side of this. That's some of the stuff that we've seen that you go, that's right. Kids still get it, and kids are still optimistic, and we need some of that for us adults too.
Yeah, those young guys from Harding, just when they smiled and said, oh, this is just great, I thought, that's the attitude I used to have, and by golly, I got it back here for at least a few hours anyway. Hey, Max, you come back at 8:40. There's some other things I want to talk to you about.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, WCCO. Matt Roush, TV Insider, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.